The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Christ.
On the Mount of Olives, Jesus said to his disciples privately about his coming, "But about that day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark, and they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away, so too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hope, peace, joy, and love. These are the themes most often used for the 4 weeks of Advent. We are always Advent people, not just during these few weeks. We live in the hope of salvation and resurrection. We seek the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. We share in the joy of the good news that Christ was born, is risen, and will come again. And we strive to love one another just as God loves us. We stand in this first week of Advent in a place of anticipation and hope. We are waiting not only for the birth of Jesus, but also for the time when he will come again. And the gospel today points us in that direction. Jesus tells a parable about readiness, for no one can know when the Son of Man will come again, including those over the centuries who have predicted the exact date of his coming. Jesus gives us a picture of two men in the field and two women grinding meal together. Then the translation says, "One will be taken and one will be left." It's easy for us to picture some kind of left-behind scenario here. But the Greek verb, which is translated taken, actually should be translated as received. Rather than being plucked up and taken, we can picture instead a loving gesture of being received by Christ. What Matthew is trying to convey here is that even in our daily work, we should always be ready to be received by Christ. Christ's return will interrupt people in the ordinary activities of daily life. Matthew is conveying this parable because it calls on us to live in hope, not by speculating about the future, but by acting as Christians in the present. Matthew is arguing for a concept of Christian ethics. So when Christ says, "Keep awake," he means that we should be vigilant about our own actions, not just waiting for his. We can live into the spirit of Advent by practicing the remaining three themes of Advent: peace, joy, and love. We can practice peace for ourselves by slowing down and setting aside quiet time for Advent reflection, and by enjoying family and friends, not through frenzied partying or shopping, but maybe through meals together or celebrations here at St. Francis. We can practice peace for others by volunteering somewhere or by contributing to world peace through any number of wonderful organizations. What comes to mind for me is the daily efforts of Episcopal Relief and Development to fund projects that promote peaceful communities. I'm reminded of the AIDS project that I visited in Belize when I was there in May. Initially, Episcopal Relief and Development thought that they would develop a health program for middle schoolers on up. But when they got to the community and they saw the impact that AIDS had on the social fabric of the communities, they designed an education program from kindergarten on up. What were they learning in kindergarten? When I sat in on their classes, the teacher said to the class, "Can children with AIDS and HIV be our friends?" "Yes," the children shouted, "they are our friends." Such a basic thing to learn. And yet, how many of us still need to learn that? We can practice joy for ourselves by sending up prayers of gratitude for the extraordinary gifts that God has given us, each of us, especially for our families. I am so grateful for my children, and it makes me smile to think of the phone call I got this Thanksgiving morning. My son and daughter were hosting their first Thanksgiving dinner and cooking their first turkey. He had invited his future in-laws. And they called and they said, "Mom, what do we do with the wing tips? How do you turn them underneath the way you do when you make your turkeys?" And I spent 5 minutes trying to explain to them how to bend the wing so that the tip would go under and not be burned when it was cooking. And we laughed a lot, and they never could understand my explanation. Later, my daughter called, and she said, "We just looked it up on YouTube, Mom." And there was a video, and they showed us exactly how to do it. So I'm grateful for the internet, too. We can practice joy for others by sharing ourselves and our own joy in the gifts of God. We can share the good news in all the world. We can practice love for ourselves quite literally by loving ourselves. Sometimes that's a hard thing to do, and sometimes we simply don't take the time to lavish love on ourselves in a way that we lavish love on others. But an essential part of the command to love your neighbors as yourselves is to love yourself, so that you understand the love to be given to a neighbor. We can practice love for others by remembering that God is love, and all of God's creation is loved. And we can reflect on the words of the poet, the Anglican poet, Christina Rossetti. "Love came down at Christmas, love all lovely, love divine. Love was born at Christmas, star and angels gave the sign. Worship we the Godhead, love incarnate, love divine. Worship we our Jesus, but wherewith for sacred sign? Love shall be our token, love be yours and love be mine. Love to God and all men, love for plea and gift and sign." Amen.